Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dean Richards, Entertainment News Time now. And Dean, are you betting that the baby girl's name will be Diana, or will they name the little girl Oprah? What do you think?
Oh, boy. You know what? I didn't even think of that. While they were doing the interview last night, I did think that they have got to name the baby. They revealed that, that they're going to have a baby girl, that it's got to be Diana. But, you know, really, you never mind Elizabeth. The real queen of this whole thing is Oprah Winfrey.
she did an awesome job. I mean, it didn't look like it was edited that much. You know, you can tell when they really have to sort of save a few scenes. She listened. She followed up. She was compassionate. I don't know what more you could ask for from an interviewer.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I just think, you know, that she is the queen of interviewers. It was informative. She asked questions that people are wondering about. She followed up when, you know, they were not offering details. She pushed them just enough to get a little bit of information from them last night. And I just learned a few minutes ago, they said during the interview that we're at somebody else's house in the Montecito, California area. Apparently, it was Gayle King's house. She's got a pretty nice house, Gayle King.
Yeah, I'll say. I know when Oprah does the interview with me, I was going to go over to one of the baseball diamonds, one of the softball diamonds at Eugene Field Park
right
on Foster Avenue. But I think I got to find something a little nicer.
No, you got to find something a little bit, maybe a nice bungalow. See if we can rent a nice Chicago-style bungalow. I remember a long time ago, Oprah was interviewed when she was still doing her show here. She was interviewed and talked about how she would go to her cottage in Indiana on the weekends. And then they showed the cottage that was, like, 10 times bigger than anybody else's house.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I thought it was going to be like a modest little cottage. It was a mansion.
Yeah. One time my wife and I were driving in the Lake Geneva area, and it was pointed out to me that we were passing by Lee Phillips' home, and I was just astounded by how gorgeous it was, how massive it was.
Right.
And then I was told that was the coach house.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So
must be nice.
back to Oprah. Where do you start? A lot of headlines.
Well, I mean, it was a blockbuster interview. I mean, I sort of went into this, my feeling was, why do I care about the Royals? But it harkens you back to the days of Diana, of someone who's thrown, Diana, who was thrown into a situation like this, very much the way Meghan Markle, willingly married into this family. I assume that she must have known somewhat what her life was going to be like. But, we learned, we see all these fairy tale images, the wedding that was all the pomp and circumstance and all the formality of it all. But apparently there is a lot of dysfunction that's going on in being part of that family. And among the revelations that we learned last night was the accusation of some racism, Meghan Markle being biracial. Apparently, someone had asked Prince Harry how dark the skin would be of his then unborn child. He told Meghan about it, and this is what she told Oprah.
So we have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security, he's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
And
who is having that conversation with you? To hold up.
There's
stop
several
right now.
There are several conversations.
There's a
about
conversation
it.
With you?
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be?
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
Ooh. And you're not going to tell me who had the conversation?
I think that would be very damaging to them.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very much so. Harry said later in the interview that he would never reveal who said that. But apparently after the interview, Oprah revealed after the interview that Harry told her who it wasn't, that it was not Queen Elizabeth, his grandmother. It was not Prince Philip, his grandfather. But that's all that he said about it. So, I mean, that narrows things down a little bit as to, you know, who may have said those inferences of racism.
Yeah, I think most people were guessing maybe it was Prince Philip because obviously he has a strained relationship with his father. He mentioned that during the interview, but it was not him or the Queen.
No, not Queen Elizabeth, not Prince Philip. He did talk about a strained relationship with Harry. He talked about a strained relationship with his father, Prince Charles, and did not say it's not my father, Prince Charles. So, I mean, there are plenty of other royals who it could be, but he did say that it's not Elizabeth nor Philip. The other big bombshell that we learned was that things were so bad, things were so controlling, and there was so much pressure on Meghan to do as she was told, to perform her duties as she was told, and pretty much not make any decisions on her own for anything. She had to turn in her passport, turn in everything. She couldn't make a move without somebody approving it from the corporation, as it was called, which is kind of creepy. But she it became so difficult that she actually thought about ending her life. This is what she said about that.
Look, I was really ashamed to say it at the time, and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially, because I know how much loss he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. And I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And I remember how he just cradled me, and I went to the institution and I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help. I said that I've never felt this way before and I need to go somewhere. And I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution. And I called.
So the institution is never a person, or is it a series of people?
No, it's a person.
It's a person.
It's several people, but I went to one of the most senior people to get help.
What do you think your mom would say about this stepping back, this decision to step back from the royal family? How would she feel about this moment?
I think she would feel very angry with how this has panned out, mm-hmm. and very sad, but ultimately, all she'd ever want is for us to be happy.
Yeah, so, the parallels, as we saw this interview between Diana and what she went through when she joined the royal family, and Meghan when she joined the royal family, become abundantly clear. And it was one of the things that motivated Harry to step away from his family. I mean, that and very, very, great concern about the issues of racism, so much so that they left, and the financial situation for him became quite in question.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break here while Dean explains to me the difference between the royal family, the institution, and the firm. And then we'll have more from last night's interview.
Bob Surratt!
I am the morning DJ at
WGN. We're talking with Dean Richards about last night's Oprah interview. I guess no statement of any kind from the royal family yet. I know the show plays in the UK tonight, and they've got to release something. They've got to have some statement, right?
I would think that there would be something once this comes out. I find it hard to believe that the royal family hasn't already watched the show, even though it hasn't been on the air yet. I'm gonna say that they probably have a few strings to have captured a recording of it, if nothing else, just a recording of it when it was on the air here that somebody could download to them so they could see it right away, although it would have been 1 o'clock in the morning when it aired here. But no, there has not been any response from the royal family No response from the institution.
How about the firm? Anything from the firm?
Nothing from the firm. Nothing from the corporation. I'm definitely not a royal expert, but from what I could gather, that the institution, or you know, however they refer to it in that moment, is the group that runs the business of the royal family. You know, mm-hmm. there's the family and all their dysfunction, and then there's these other people who, you know, men tend to protocol and how things are supposed to go and what you're supposed to do. And, you know, I found very interesting when when Meghan first met the Queen, it was in an informal setting. And Harry said, "Do you know how to curtsy?" And she had to look up, she had to Google curtsy to learn how to quickly curtsy. And she said, "I didn't think you had to do that, like in a, you know, just an informal, you know, family get together."
Yeah, she said she never even Googled Harry, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. The toward the end of the interview, you know, Harry kind of summed up a little bit of how difficult this has been, and you know, of breaking away from his family like this, and talked about his you know, financial status now, because he revealed something very interesting about his money as all of this ended. This is what he said:
"My family literally cut me off financially, and I had to afford security for us."
"Wait, hold up, wait a minute. Your family cut you off?"
"Yeah, in the first quarter of 2020. But I've got what my mum left me, and yeah, without that, we would not have been able to do this."
"Okay."
"So, you know, touching back on what you were asking, what my mum would think of this, I think she saw it coming." "Mm-hmm." "And I certainly felt her presence throughout this whole process. And I'm, you know, for me, I'm just really relieved and happy to be sitting here talking to you with my wife by my side. Because I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for her going through this process by herself all those years ago, because it has been unbelievably tough for the two of us, but at least we had each other."
Yeah, so, you know, reliving those the pain of the Diana era all over again with this, except they choose to step out of it. I've been reading, you know, some of the social media on it and people commenting, and of course their opinions are all over the board, and you know, some people saying how you know, oh, poor Meghan, how could she have not known what she was getting into? She's just doing this for publicity now. I don't think that. I think that she tried to make a go of it with her husband, and you know, tried to fit in, and we know that it's a very controlling kind of life that once she got into it, I guess she thought that she could adjust to it, but it was just too much, and they decided to just to step away from it.
After the 8:30 news, we'll play a clip that they just released this morning that wasn't on last night. That's kind of interesting. Dean, before we let you go, give me 15 seconds on the Grammys. What's the headline for you as far as a preview of what we're going to see Sunday night?
Well, they announced who would be performing at the Grammys over the weekend. And it's going to be people like Taylor Swift and Harry Styles and Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, BTS, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Bad Bunny, the Black Pumas, the list is quite long. Miranda Lambert, John Mayer, Maren Morris, Post Malone. So that's all going to be next Sunday. We've got another big award show to deal with, and we'll tell you more about it then.
Looking forward to seeing the performers' living rooms next Sunday night. And now, Dean, please curtsy very, very low, and we'll get into the news. That's it. Lower.
Your Majesty.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye.